Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got on the show today an interesting mix. We're going to talk to Hope Hooper. She is the Recreation Coordinator for Prescott Valley Parks and Recs. We'll be discussing Eggstravaganza and other events coming soon to Prescott Valley. Also coming up today, a really interesting interview I had with author Dr. John Gottman. He and his wife have operated the Love Lab for more than 30 years in the Pacific Northwest, observing what makes couples tick and what makes relationships last and what makes them fizzle out. And their new book, 8 Dates, will make you see your marriage or relationship in a fresh new light. Hey, this is Monday. That means Monday Musicals at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, and it's a great one tonight. It's Chicago, starring Richard Gere, Renee Zellweger, John C. Reilly, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. You can see it for only $5 and all that jazz at 7 p.m. at the Harkins. Tomorrow, the Tuesday night classic is Blazing Saddles, the equal opportunity offending comedy whose religious jokes were written by Mel Brooks and whose racial jokes were written by Richard Pryor, starring Gene Wilder, Cleavon Little, and Harvey Korman as Hedley Lamarr. That's tomorrow night at the Harkins 14. Stay tuned. We've got Hope Hooper just around the corner coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo, at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 206. We're with Hope Hooper. She is a recreation coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley. Hope, how many times do people hear what you do for a living and go, oh, that must be a fun job?
Oh, I would say 99 to 100% of the time.
And how often do people think that your job is just like the one on the TV series Parks and Recreation?
You know, it actually kind of is. We do a lot more work than they show on the television show.
Sure.
But there's days where I'm like, this is just off of the show exactly. Like, I have 97 meetings this week.
Uh-huh.
Or
that's what people don't realize. You work your tail off so they can have fun, right?
That's right. We tried to.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So what's going on with Parks and Rec in April?
Well, we have a lot going on this month, so we're starting our busy season right now. Our first event is going to be Family Arts Festival and Eggstravaganza. It's the 16th annual one, so a few of you may have heard of this event before. And we also have Badges and Bobbers and Gold Fever Day this month.
Mm-hmm.
And Badges and Bobbers is we'll be working with the police department as well as Public Works to make that whole event happen. And then we have Arbor Day on April 26th as
mm-hmm.
well.
Now, Arbor Day, I know, is about the trees, right?
Yeah.
And we are the Tree City.
Yeah,
correct?
We're one of them.
Now, okay, I assume because of its name, Eggstravaganza has something to do with Easter, correct?
It does, yeah. So Eggstravaganza is April 13th. It's a Saturday. It's the weekend before Easter, so we mm-hmm. still let everybody do their family Easter stuff that they're going to have fun with. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can come to the Civic Center and hang out with us. We'll have Little Bo Peep and the Easter Bunny there. We have a petting zoo. We've got performances from 9 to noon by local youth groups from the different schools.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our teachers, Miss Sue, does ballet and tap as well. And then we have schools setting up booths where you can do art activities and hang out with them. We'll have Hero Party Rentals there. They're gracing us again with their presence. It's mm-hmm. only a $10 wristband to play all day, so lots of fun stuff.
Now, speaking of Easter stuff, we've seen the marshmallow peeps, correct, little bunnies?
That's right.
I was in New York City 2003 around Easter weekend, and I went by Macy's, and they had a 25-foot marshmallow peep on top of their main entrance. And that same day, I went up to the Empire State Building. Of course, you have to do that when you're in New York. And from the observation deck, you could see that marshmallow peep.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
Well, we'll have to work on getting one of those for next year, then.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be fun.
And I bet it'd get real stale, too, after a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just like the real ones.
Everyone will have to help us eat it.
Yeah, there
event.
You go. There you go. Now, are there any costs to these events?
No, there's not. Both Gold Fever Day and Extravaganza are both free. That includes, like, the egg hunt for Extravaganza is free, and we break it up into different age groups so the little kids aren't in with the bigger kids.
Mm-hmm.
For Gold Fever Day, everything's free. There's free concerts all day. We've got reenactors from Charlotte Hall. We've got games and raffles and hikes, and a survivalist will be there giving demonstrations, you know, how to make a fire and how to survive if you're out in the wilderness by yourself.
Is that going to be Cody Lundeen?
Actually, no. His name is Tom Blank. He volunteers for Game and Fish.
Oh, cool.
He also does some classes with us through Parks and Recreation. He's a really cool guy. Really cool
mm-hmm.
guy. He spends about 4 to 5 months a year hiking with his wife, and they'll go on a 2-month hike and not see any civilization during that time. So
getting off the grid for a while.
Yeah,
huh? Nice,
yeah. Well, and the good part is you don't have to do that at Gold Fever Day. We're on the grid, but you can learn how to be off the grid.
There you go. So give me an idea what it's like. How many contacts you have to make, and how many T's you have to cross and I's you have to dot just to get all this stuff in line so it looks effortless on the day of the event.
Well, we pretty much spend, I would say half of our time each week is just working on events.
Mm-hmm.
As we ramp up this spring, it'll be more than that. So we also have classes and other stuff that we do, but the events take up a large amount of time because we have to get bands on board, we have to get contracts signed, we have to get vendors, food vendors for Family Arts Festival. We have to contact all the schools and get them on board. And then once we have everyone on, we have to keep communicating with them and let mm-hmm. them know where we're at, you know, where they're going to be at the event, what's going on, what time they need to be there, what time they can leave, and just go through everything. The Badges and Bobbers part of Gold Fever Day will be a fun addition because we have police, fire, game and fish, as well as parks and recreation, and then Public Works will be helping us with street closures because we do have to shuttle down to the park for that event. So there's a lot of moving parts. With Gold Fever Day, we have a meeting about every 2 weeks to go over, you know, what we need to. And that's even a rescheduled event. So it's been over a year in the making, and we still are nervous.
Well, and again, too, you mentioned the police and first responders. You also have to be concerned with all these events about public safety, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's always at the front of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
So we always make sure that we're fully staffed, that we have everything that anyone could ever need, police presence or security, medical, and then things, little things too, like porta potties and stuff like that to make sure people are comfortable and enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm. And just in the last week or so, up the hill in Prescott, they announced that their 4th of July is going to be moved to Watson Lake. Now, I kind of wonder when you move something like that, I mean, you're taking on a whole different host of responsibilities and changes and things, and that's got to be a handful, too, I would think. Now, of course, that is the city of Prescott, not Prescott Valley, but, boy, that's not easily done, is it?
Yeah, I don't envy them.
Yeah.
And with our 4th of July being at Mountain Valley, that's probably why they wanted to move there, is to be more competitive.
Oh, yeah.
What can I say? We do have the best fireworks.
Well, of course, of course. Now, you've been involved with Prescott Valley Parks and Rec for how long?
It'll be 3 years this September, so about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. What kind of background do you have?
I have my undergrad in fine arts from Columbus College of Art and Design, and then mm-hmm. I have an MBA from Tiffin University, which I did that program online. For anyone who wants to go back for a master's degree but you don't have the time, it's a great way to do it because you can. I worked full-time through all of my education, serving tables, which
didn't we all?
Yeah. It really builds your character, but I'm glad I'm not doing it anymore.
You know what's funny about that, though? That really does prepare you for a lot of careers.
It does.
Because, for one thing, it teaches you to keep your cool mm-hmm. in every kind of situation. Because, as you know, there are a lot of times you would love to just haul off and, I'm not going to go there. But you know, because you've been there. I've been there, too. And there are a lot of times in a business situation or in a radio situation where, you would love to say something, but you better not. And you just learn to keep your cool and just remain above it all, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You deal with a lot of personalities.
From all walks of life.
Oh, yeah. And you also learn some things, despite what others may think, are not an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn to differentiate. Okay, this is actually very important. We need to take care of this. And mm-hmm. it's okay. Calm mm-hmm. down. Things will resolve.
You know, as you know, the worst things, the four worst words any employer in any business can hear is, that's not my job.
Yep.
And I had a restaurant boss tell me on the first day of the job that story, and then he said, this is the definition of your job. Whatever needs to be done right now, that is your job. And that's a pretty good lesson to learn, isn't it?
It really is.
Because you have to prioritize.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And we do that in Parks and Recreation,
there
too.
There you are.
Like when we had that snow event a month ago, our whole crew was out there working.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of our coordinators was out there. He's familiar with driving a plow. He was comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, we need you. If you're good for it, let's get you out here. And
yeah.
They were doing 12-hour shifts. So, and not a word of complaint.
Isn't that something?
Great guys, yeah.
And then now we have weather like this, and you can already envision all the fun these kids and their parents mm-hmm. are going to have and all the sports leagues and things like this, right?
Yeah, and they already are, too. Mm-hmm. We've got softball going, volleyball, basketball, So those are just our leagues. And then there's Little League, there's T-ball, there's all kinds of fun stuff starting
sure.
up. So now they get to enjoy that side of things and enjoy, you know, mowing grass and being in the sunshine and doing
sure.
that type of stuff. But they pay for it in the winter by snow plowing.
Yeah, I'll bet you. We're talking with Hope Hooper from the Parks and Recreation Department of the town of Prescott Valley. We'll be talking with Hope in just a moment about classes and leagues and day trips and how to sign up for these activities on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, where March is Sport Utility Month. Get over 15% off MSRP on one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the 2019 Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive for only $23,906. Need something bigger? Check out the brand-new 7-passenger Nissan Pathfinder 4x4 for only $29,782. That's a savings of over $4,300 off MSRP. The clock is also running out on the last of our 2018 Nissans left in inventory. Get over $4,000 off MSRP on the 2018 Kicks, priced at only $15,998. This month only during Lamb Nissan's Sport Utility Month. Visit lambnissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Price includes all manufacturer's rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer dock, and 385 3M package. Must finance with NMAC OAC. Offer expires March 31st, 2019.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Money back from Gettles? Listen, because this is one cool deal. Earn up to $1,700 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 219 with Hope Hooper from the Recreation Department. She is a Recreation Coordinator with the town of Prescott Valley. And I ask everybody from the town this, Hope, why is it a town and not a city?
I believe it's because it doesn't have a charter.
Really?
I've
always been curious about that.
I know it's different for each state.
Mm-hmm.
Like in California, I think it's based on size, but I'm pretty sure. A certain economic development coordinator told me that it's because there's no charter.
Might that be Ben Hooper?
It might be.
I'm going to harass him because I'm going to find out who on earth in Prescott Valley named Skoog Boulevard Boulevard. That is about, 200 yards total, and they call it a boulevard? Really?
And there's no boulevard.
There's no boulevard.
But come it's on. Off of a boulevard.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I can understand the Skoog Park because Harvey deserves to have a street name for
that's
him.
That's right.
But boulevard? Well, that's for another time. Anyway, tell us about the classes and the leagues and the day trips coming up with Parks and Recreation.
Well, if you are looking for something to do, we have something for everybody. So we have all types of classes. We have art-oriented classes. We have exercise-oriented classes. So if you're looking for art stuff, we've got painting and drawing with Tom Blank, the gentleman I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. He's also going to be start doing some hiking trips, so keep an eye out for that. We have Mud Puppies and Water Dogs, which are classes taught by Danny Fisher.
I know Danny.
Yeah.
She's been here several times. She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, she is so adorable. She's so much fun. She really is.
Yeah, and she's going to be adding some more classes, too. So
nice.
I'm actually in the process of getting those online now, so keep an eye out for new classes by Danny.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
We have guitar, bass, and ukulele with Pete West, which if you haven't met him, he's awesome. He also has a band. They're super talented.
Cool.
So you know that he's a good guitar teacher because he plays it too. Piano lessons. We have all sorts of yoga. We have tap and ballet. We have dog training. If you have a new puppy and you want to train it, or an old puppy and it's poorly trained.
and old dogs can learn new tricks. I'm living proof.
They can. My dog is also living proof, but he's not that old. He's only 5 years.
Oh, there you go. You know, I'm glad you're bringing these up because a lot of people, when they think of parks and recreation, they think only of sports and games and things like this. But these are things that are part of everyday life that you can learn to make your life a whole lot better.
Right. Like we have a class you can learn how to make a sock by knitting. So cool teacher too. She's very nice. And it's great too for socializing, for meeting new people who have the same interests as you. And our classes are very affordable too.
Mm-hmm.
We've had multiple people come to us and say, you know, I looked at taking this or that class. One of them is ballet and tap. They look multiple places in the area. And they end up coming to us because we've got such good prices and we've got great teachers.
I have to ask you the $64,000 question. To be a part of these activities, do you have to live in Prescott Valley?
Nope. You sure don't. Yeah. Yeah, you can be Prescott. You can be Phoenix. We just want people to come and enjoy our classes.
Nice.
And whether you're actually living in the community or not, we want you to be a part of this community.
Cool.
So
that's really
the Prescott Valley way.
By the way, how about all those improvements to the green space?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Because now you have the amphitheater there. You've got, of course, coming up in September, you'll have the flags flying there and things like this. It's such a, the Christmas display, it's just wonderful there. It really is something to be really proud of.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that stage space is where we do concerts during the summer and movies, which are all free.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that green space is gorgeous. And I love the healing fields.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It's very emotional, but it's so beautiful. And
it's nice
to have right outside.
We'll have Darlene Packard here sometime next couple of months to talk about
excellent.
That.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
a lot of fun to talk to her. So how can people sign up for all these cool activities?
So you can sign up for them by going to the website, www.pvaz.net.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple different ways you can go from there. So you can either go, there's a departments page and click on Parks and Recreation. And once you're there, there's a button that says register online. You just click that. You do have to make an account, so keep that in mind, but it's free, it's easy. And if you have any issues, just call us, 928-759-3090, and we'll help you make an account. Or you can stop into the office on the third floor of the Civic Center. We can get you an account started right there. And then the other thing is if you go to the website, you can just search for classes, and that link should come right up for you. So it'll show you all of our classes, activities, day trips, leagues, all that kind of stuff. So if you're trying to get a women's A softball team in there, you can do that. Or a co-ed men's team, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, kind of cool. And while you're in the Civic Center, if you see Marty Grossman, you can go, "Hey, Marty, DJ Phone says..." So, that's always fun.
Well,
Marty's a friend, of course.
I'll have to do that the next time I see him.
Reaction. I love having Marty on because he starts talking like this, you know? And I say, "Where are you from, Marty?" He says, "New York." And I say, "Nobody would ever know." So yeah, we have fun with that.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Nothing happening here. Go home. Yeah.
I'm walking here.
Yeah. Bart is a good guy. We like
he
him.
He is, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I have family from New York, so just to clarify.
Yeah. Watch a movie based in New York. Do you think of family?
Yeah. I think of my grandpa a little bit.
Yeah.
He had that attitude, you know.
The attitude. Oh, yeah, the attitude. Indeed. Indeed. Well, we have a Yankees fan right over here in the corner, so I got to be careful what I say.
Well, and technically I have to be a Yankees fan, too, because my grandparents were, so in memoriam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to respect that.
That's right.
Hope Hooper, what a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for stopping
you
by.
Too.
Give us that website and phone number one more time for information about these activities.
All right. You can visit our website, www.pvaz.net, or you can call us at 928-759-3090.
And that is Hope Hooper with Parks and Recreation in the town of Prescott Valley. Thanks for joining us, and you stay tuned because we're going to take a break here and listen to local and state news and weather and come back with a chat with the author of a book called 8 Dates, because he and his wife have operated the Love Lab for the last 30 years, and they can talk to you about why your relationship is working or not working. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1138. AM 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Unlimited data from Cable One means limitless possibilities. Get up to 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months and upgrade to unlimited data for one fixed price. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. 100 megs for just $45 a month for 6 months. Call Cable One at 855-808-2737 for details. Restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
Think about a loved one who's recovering from illness, rehabbing in a traditional facility, or would it be far more effective getting up and walking into an actual kitchen? It led Livestream Senior Care to develop a smart recovery environment. Plus more how-to advice on ceiling cracks and other complimentary home improvement answers that's on the house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop is coming up, and it's packed with fun. You'll have a chance to win 8 rounds of golf at Stone Ridge, raffles and drawings, and even a new car from Lamb Chevrolet. It's all happening April 28th. For more information, call 775-4002. The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop. Sponsored by Stone Ridge, Prescott Club, Lamb Chevrolet, and News Talk Sports KQ&A.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 25th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Senate bill requiring suicide prevention training in Arizona schools gains momentum in the House with a committee hearing this week.
The bill, sponsored Democratic Senator Sean Bowie, says it's a crisis. Over 36 kids in his district have committed suicide since July of 2017. Teacher and mom Lori Warnock knows it too well. The bill is named after her son Mitch, who killed himself 15 months after a teammate did so on campus. Speaking to the House Education Committee last week,
no plan, no evidence-based training has devastating results. I know that to be true from personal experience.
The bill requires all school personnel take suicide prevention training every 3 years. The bill unanimously passed House Education and will be heard Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Beautiful, mild, sunny days and clear, chilly evenings. Highs today and Wednesday near 68. Tomorrow, 71. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime to near 41. Thursday's high near 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 78 today and Wednesday, 81 tomorrow. An overnight low around 46. Thursday's high a sunny 75. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA, your original hands-free mobile media. Like us on Facebook, check us out on your mobile device, and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQNA.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQNA Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 1:10. Sponsored this season by AMCO, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach and Volt, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyers Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQNA, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can savor delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Center in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Couples often connect and fall in love by talking. The question is, which conversations should a new couple have to know if their love will last a lifetime? Well, we have Dr. John Gottman, who along with Dr. Julie Schwartz-Gottman, has written a wonderful, timely book called 8 Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Dr. John Gottman is world-renowned for his work on marital stability and divorce prediction. He's conducted more than 40 years of breakthrough research with thousands of couples. His work on marriage and parenting has earned him numerous major awards. He's the author or co-author of more than 200 published academic articles and more than 40 books, including the best-selling The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. Dr. Gottman's media appearances include Good Morning America, Today, CBS This Morning, and The Oprah Winfrey Show, as well as articles in The New York Times, Redbook, Glamour, Woman's Day, People, Self, Reader's Digest, and Psychology Today. He's the co-founder of the Gottman Institute with his wife, Dr. Julie Schwartz Gottman. John is also Professor Emeritus of Psychology at the University of Washington, where he founded the Love Lab and conducted much of his research on couples. Dr. Julie Schwartz Gottman is the co-founder and president of the Gottman Institute and clinical supervisor for the Couples Together Against Violence Study. A highly respected clinical psychologist, she is sought by media and organizations and is the co-creator of the immensely popular The Art and Science of Love weekend workshops for couples. She co-designed the National Clinical Training Program in Gottman Couples Therapy. She has also co-authored or authored numerous books and is in private practice in the Seattle area. For 40 years, the Gottmans have studied what separates the masters of relationship from the disasters. It comes down, they say, to 8 important topics that can make or break a relationship. These topics are explored in the following dates. Date number 1, lean on me, trust and commitment. Number 2, agree to disagree, addressing conflict with an early reveal that some conflict is unresolvable, as it should be. Number 3, let's get it on, sex and intimacy. That's the chapter people always turn to first, and it's only as hot as your vulnerability. Date number 4, the cost of love, work and money. It's not about the money, it's about what the money means. Date number 5, room to grow, family. Number 6, play with me, fun and adventure. A frustration of long-term couples is reframed and reinvented. Number 7, something to believe in, growth and spirituality. And date number 8, a lifetime of love, dreams. They begin when you're a child and they can grow when you share a life if you have the conversation. Dr. Gottman, what prompted you to write the book, 8 Dates?
Well, one of the things I want to make clear, DJ, is that these dates are not confrontational. They're not about arguing or fighting about different parts of your relationship. They're really about having fun and opening the heart and keeping curiosity alive about your partner, about accepting who your partner is.
Now, you become famous for your ability to predict with, I believe, 90% accuracy if a couple will get a divorce. Now, how is that possible?
Well, we have a laboratory that we use to bring couples in, and they sit and talk to each other, kind of like a living room, but we have cameras, and we also measure what's going on in people's bodies. So we're looking at heart rate, blood velocity, various things that are happening physiologically, synchronized to the time code. So they may talk just about how the day went, or they may talk about an area of conflict in the relationship. And we find that there are certain kinds of things that predict very well the demise of a relationship. So if you're trying to turn your partner into yourself and being critical about your partner and telling your partner what's wrong with your partner, those are real good indicators that the relationship is on a bad track.
Which reminds me, how important is it for a couple to have similar beliefs, upbringing, and values for that relationship to work?
Well, you know, it's not important. And, you know, a lot of the algorithms that are used by dating websites like Match.com and OkCupid are designed to pair people together who are similar in personality and values and desires. But actually, we're not looking for our clone. We're looking for somebody who's really quite different from us. My wife and I are very different. I mean, she was an athlete in college. She was a downhill skiing racer. And I'm the kind of person who likes to sit in my comfortable easy chair and read a novel. So we're pretty different from one another. But we found ways of connecting that keep the relationship alive, that our differences really enrich the relationship rather than detract from it.
Why do you think it's so important for couples to go on a weekly date?
Well, I'll tell you, there's been the largest study ever done in 24 countries with 70,000 people that asked this one question: what is it that's different about couples who really enjoy their sex life compared to couples who don't? And they discovered that having a weekly date or romantic date is an essential ingredient of having a great love life. And so it kind of makes the relationship important. It allows people to connect emotionally and stay friends and not get lonely in a relationship.
Now, one of the great things about your book is every chapter includes anecdotes from real couples who tested out each date. Tell us how those go.
Well, we field tested these dates, the 8 dates. We started with 10, actually, DJ, and, you know, 2 of them were duds. And we kept meeting with the couples online, having webinars. So we tested the dates out, and I listened to 2,400 dates that couples went on, and these dates actually work. They have questions that you can think about ahead of time, and then you talk to your partner just to keep curiosity alive about who your partner is, how your partner has changed, and tell one another stories about these important areas of a relationship, like trust, commitment, fun, play, adventure, your love life, and so on.
Now, do you think Valentine's Day is still a valuable celebration or kind of misguided?
I think it's valuable. I really think anything that, any sort of tradition in your relationship that connects you. You know, DJ, there was a study done of 30 dual career couples in Los Angeles recently. And they put cameras and microphones in couples' homes, and they found that couples really ignore the relationship. Their life devolves to this infinite to-do list, so they're doing tasks together. Mm-hmm. And they're mostly talking about who's going to do what when, rather than taking time out to kind of think about, you know, and ask your partner questions that open the heart and connect you with your partner.
Now, speaking of tasks, how can your book help couples who have incredibly busy lives and don't always give the loving relationship the care and attention they deserve?
I think you have to ask yourself, you know, what's it all for? I know, we Americans spend a lot of time working hard and making money. But, you know, why? And how much money is enough? So if you're not taking time for your relationship, you're going to wind up being like 2 railroad tracks that run parallel to one another but never connect. And both people are going to wind up getting lonely in the relationship. And that's really a bad sign. And it, you know, often spells the end of a relationship.
Speaking of those relationships, your book was based on your work with more than 300 couples. Have you noticed a huge difference in the principles between heterosexual and same-sex couples?
Actually, they're much more similar than they are different. You know, after all the research that we've done on this. But there are some ways in which same-sex relationships are somewhat easier. You know, when you have 2 guys in a relationship, they sort of understand each other better than a man and a woman, or 2 women together in a relationship. There are some bases in understanding one another better, and less sort of fighting about power and who's more influential in a relationship. So we found that actually, in some way, gay and lesbian relationships are better than heterosexual relationships. In other ways, they're also harder, though. You know, they tend to have come from families where they weren't accepted by their parents, mm-hmm. and their siblings because they chose a homosexual orientation rather than a heterosexual orientation. So in some ways, they're more difficult. But most of the ways, they're really pretty similar. Relationships are relationships.
Mm-hmm. So how did your wife come up with the idea for the Love Lab?
Well, you know, the idea really came from my own total incompetence in relationships. I sort of went from one disastrous relationship to another with women. And I teamed up with my friend Bob Levinson at the University of California, Berkeley. And Bob and I, you know, really not knowing much about relationships, decided to study them. And we learned from the couples that we studied in our laboratory, the ones who had really great relationships, really taught us the principles of what makes a relationship work.
And in one of your chapters, you talk about the cost of love. It's not about the money. It's about what the money means.
Yeah, most of the arguments that couples have about money, you know, like he might get mad that she spent $300 on a sweater, you know, and start saying, you have enough sweaters. You don't need another sweater. Mm-hmm. $300, we could have done this with it and that with it. You know, but actually, I analyzed 900 arguments that couples had about money. And really, the differences were about what the meaning of money is. And, you know, it can mean love, it can mean safety, security, it can mean freedom, power, competence, it can mean justice. And until people get at the meaning of money, which is what that one date is about, and the history of money in their families growing up, then they argue about trivial things. Mm-hmm. And once you open the heart and talk about what money means and what work means and what's it all for and how much money is enough money, then you really find that you're not that different. Mm-hmm. And you can understand where the differences come from.
The name of the book is Eight Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love by Drs. John Gottman and Julie Schwartz Gottman. How can our listeners learn more about the Gottman Institute and get a copy of your book?
Go to www.gottman.com. That's GOTTMAN.com.
And get a copy of your book at our local bookstores?
You can. Every bookstore has it.
We thank you very much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your research and your publishing.
Thank you, DJ.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Life is full of four-letter words, and so is jewelry. Ring, love, and gold come to mind, but how about this one? Sale! At John Christian Designs in the Prescott Gateway Mall, every day is a sale. From classic estate jewelry to unique custom creations designed with you in mind. They even do watch batteries. So don't be afraid of four-letter words. Embrace them. You'll love the way you look. Uh-oh, more four-letter words at John Christian Designs.
Time after time.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshaller Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visiting the Florida Panthers, live Thursday afternoon at 4 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
No doubt in the last couple of weeks you've seen the national news stories about the Hollywood celebrities who use their wealth and their fame to try to get their spoiled rich kids into highfalutin universities without working for it. And the real galling one, I think, is Lori Loughlin, whose own daughter went on social media and said, well, I don't really know if I'm going to go to class. I mean, I'm looking forward to game day and parties. And she, of course, was going to take the place of someone who really wanted to work at it and make something of herself. And that's the whole story just left a nasty taste in a lot of people's mouths. Well, John Gabriel, every Saturday, he's based in Mesa. He writes a column, usually about politics, but about public issues. And he wrote this column in last Saturday's Arizona Republic, and it's about that topic. And part of the column reads this, and I think it's worth noting. He says, knowing that elite institutions don't necessarily lead to economic success, I'm not as stressed about this as other moms and dads. The second wealthiest member of my extended family retired to a mansion despite only having a high school degree. The wealthiest dropped out of high school, owns two homes, and lives on a yacht. The secrets to their success were good business instincts, personal integrity, and most importantly, working their tails off. Not having to waste half their working life paying off student loans certainly didn't hurt. Financial security, Gabriel says, shouldn't be a parent's primary concern, but the best bet is often skipping college. If a high school kid is good with his or her hands, the smartest move is to learn a trade. Apprentice with a plumber for a few years, then hang up a shingle in a nice neighborhood, because Harvard grads will pay you hundreds for spending 5 minutes fixing a drip in their bathroom faucet. Sure, they'll look down on you as they write the big check, but that only adds irony to the story you'll tell back at the shop. Status-seeking parents might not care for this advice. Mentioning that their child is a welder or a mechanic could be awkward at the next country club brunch, but these mothers and fathers, like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, would be failing their kids in a more important way than education. While it might be nice to see your child head to a prestigious school, a parent's primary role is to raise good people. We should demonstrate honesty, honor, and compassion to them, all of which will serve a person far better than a master's degree from Yale. The best part? Good people don't worry about where you or your kid went to school, even if it is only University of Spoiled Children. So, that's John Gabriel from Mesa. And how many times on this show have you heard me talk to educators and local employers about the fact that a white-collar college education, the fast track to waiting in line for a white-collar job with six figures in student debt, is not for everyone. The opportunities are right here with local employers to keep talented, hardworking, skilled tradesmen right here in the community, where they can come right out of high school or junior college and go right to work in a job that won't go overseas, that won't be taken over by a foreign investor, and they can work the rest of their lives doing good in their community. So a terrific column there by John Gabriel. You may have heard earlier in the broadcast here, I mentioned the great musical Chicago playing tonight at the Harkins 14, and tomorrow night, part of the classics on Tuesdays, Blazing Saddles. Well, there are some other Tuesday night classics coming to the Harkins coming up next week, April 2nd. It'll be Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Sean Penn. April 9th, oh, great one, The Shawshank Redemption with Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman. On April 16th, for those who believe that what we have here is a failure to communicate, it'll be the Paul Newman film Cool Hand Luke. On April 16th, Selena. On April 23rd, if you have the need for speed, you'll want to see Tom Cruise in Top Gun. And on April 30th, for those who have always believed in the kindness of strangers and who may have a lawyer acquaintance downtown, it'll be A Streetcar Named Desire. That's at the Harkins 14 on Tuesdays for the next six Tuesday evenings, only $5 at 7 o'clock for the Tuesday night classics. And stick around, there's even more on Wednesday nights coming up at the Prescott Elks Theater. Coming up this Wednesday, in fact, Pretty Woman, the Richard Gere, Julia Roberts classic, 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks Theater. On April 17th, it's the Matthew Broderick classic, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Try not to think that his buddy Cameron, played by Alan Ruck, is actually 29 years old, playing a high school senior, but that's okay because it's so funny. On April 24th, the Jack Nicholson classic that won all four major Oscars, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. On May 15th, the Blues Brothers movie with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. On May 22nd, it's a repeat of Chicago, showing tonight, of course, at the Harkins. And the Elks Theater on May 29th will have the Pixar animated film Coco about the Day of the Dead. And Wall-E, another really terrific Pixar film, will be on June 5th at the Elks. Coming up June 12th, a very recent movie, Christopher Robin, starring Ewan McGregor. On June 19th, it's Only the Brave, the Granite Hot Shots movie starring Josh Brolin and Miles Teller, the one that was unfortunately filmed in New Mexico. But it was a very, very well done, very respectful movie. That'll be showing at the Elks Theater on Wednesday, June 19th. Another one that reflects this area very well, Junior Bonner, the Steve McQueen classic. That will be showing July 3rd when you have out-of-town guests coming in for the 4th of July. Take them to the Elks Theater on Wednesday, July 3rd to see Junior Bonner. Also, Labyrinth coming your way on July 10th at the Elks, and The Big Lebowski, because the dude abides. That'll be playing the big screen at the Prescott Elks Theater on July 17th. Last week here on Q&A, you heard my interview, I hope, with the wonderful country singer Susie Boggess, who put on a knockout performance Friday night at the Prescott Elks Theater. There's another one coming up this Friday. It's the band The Rising, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen, and like the real Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, these guys have been known to put on 3-hour, once in a while, even a 4-hour show. So if you're going to the Prescott Elks Theater this Friday to see The Rising, be prepared to stay there a while and to really rock out the place, because these guys have been around for a long time. They really take the Bruce Springsteen catalog to heart, and they will rock the joint for guaranteed at least 3 hours. That's one of those great tribute shows that our buddy Terry Davies and Tad Management provides at the Prescott Elks Theater. Other shows coming up from Tad at the Elks include May 17th, Queen Nation, the tribute to the music of Queen, June 8th, Paperback Writer, the tribute to the Beatles, and on July 12th, ABBA Fab. Those are some of the great concerts coming to the Prescott Elks Theater. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then join me right back here Tuesday with my guest Malia Mangan from Kachina Animal Clinic, Pauline Gravier from Mountain Artists Guild about their 70th anniversary, and elder care attorney Chip McLaughlin about preventing elder exploitation. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.